Word of God. Come right out of the book of Isaiah. 53rd chapter, wasn't it? Aren't you glad he was wounded? Again, thank you for coming. May the Lord richly bless you. Turn in your Bibles, Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. This morning we'll begin for a few moments. The Lord be in our helper. May he bless the reading of the word, the preaching of the word. And that's what Brother Buford and Miss Sue was doing, singing the word. Singing it. Wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. Chastised and our peace was laid upon him, and by stripes we were healed. Thank God for healing. Luke chapter number 10, begin reading verse number 37 through 42. Rest of the chapter. Verse number 38, excuse me. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Martha was cumbered about much serving, came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary have chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. What a word of God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I can't remember what happened yesterday. But I'll never forget the first time I preached on this passage of Scripture. And I can't tell you when I preached on it. Since then, I know I have, probably several times. But it's at Pleasant Ridge on a Sunday morning. And God blessed it. I hope and pray you will do it again. Bless this word to our hearts this morning. Bless it, our Father, in a special and a marvelous way. Quicken it. We know your word's alive. May it come alive in our hearts. Speak to us and through us. To each heart, each home, each family. And God will ever thank you for it. For we're so dependent upon you. Lord, without you we can do nothing. But with you we can do all things. Through our wonderful Lord who strengthens us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. First thing I noticed, this passage of Scripture, it said there was a certain village. There was a certain, hey, like this. There was a certain village, and there was a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Every time you look at a passage of Scripture, not every time, but you see something different. You see something you didn't see. You see things that, hey, where have I been reading? You ever read a passage of Scripture again? You wondered. I thought I'd read that. But something else will jump up at you. But I'm telling you, thank God it will. Here was a certain village. You know, Jesus didn't just wobble around. He didn't just ramble around. He was at the right place at the right time all the time. And thank God he still is. Amen. He still is. So here was a certain village, and there was a certain woman. Her name was Martha. And she received him into her house. Now, this passage of Scripture dealing with the Lord Jesus. And, you know, of course, these Mary and Martha here, this is Lazarus. Lazarus' his brother. And I got to reading something about that. You know, God raised him from the dead. And you read another passage of Scripture in one of the Gospels. And they tell you that Martha, she was still serving over there. Nothing wrong with serving. Nothing wrong with serving. We all need to do that. But she got cumbered about it and got anxious about it and got worried about it and got fretful about it. And, you know, she come to Jesus and said to him, Lord, don't you care that Mary has just left me to serve alone? Don't you care? And she would come to, you know, and I didn't, you know, sound a little harsh to me or talking to the Lord like that, but you know, I'm not condemning her. But listen, she was a servant. And if you look at another passage of Scripture, won't this morning, one of the other Gospels, you know what it says? It says, Lazarus was sent to the table with him, whom he raised from the dead. You know, he got him up from the tomb, got him out of the tomb, and he raised him from the dead. You know, after he raised Lazarus from the dead, had a lot of them wanted to kill him. You know why? They wanted to destroy him because he was testifying that Jesus raised him from the dead. Amen. A lot of people believed on him, believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, even when they saw what he did to Lazarus. And I'm telling you, they was just some of the old Pharisees and scribes, and some of the rulers and leaders, some of them religious, a lot of them were, most of them were. They wanted to get rid of Lazarus and hush him up because of what Jesus did to him. Well, the devil still wants to do that. He wants to still destroy you, destroy me, destroy anybody he can, try to hinder what God has done and still doing. But thank God, listen, I'm glad the Lord's in a certain place at a certain time and in the right position, the right place, listen, to do his work, and he's still there to do it this morning. Thank God, not only in this home, not only in this place, but listen, Martha did receive him. She received the Lord and she served the Lord. But the Bible says she was cumbered about much of it. So I want to get on down here in a moment. Listen, he said, Jesus, but Mary, listen, verse number 39, had a sister called, but she had a sister named Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. So I looked at that word also. I never noticed that. But you know what? It meant sometime, somewhere, Martha sat at his feet too. But she had a sister named Mary, and she was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And she was hearing his word. And he goes on down and said, but Martha was cumbered. Look what he said. I want to get down to verse 42 now. But he said, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part. Now, I want to try to share with you a little bit this morning that one thing needful. Thank God. There's something more needful than the service. There's something more needful. Listen, about being troubled and cumbered about everything in this world. But listen, I want to tell you something. Listen, Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet while Martha was being cumbered and troubled and worrisome. But he tells us not to be troubled. He tells us not to worry. That's what he said. Thank God you know how to worry. Listen, Mary was leisurely sitting at the feet of Jesus. And she was, listen, letting all this other go. She was taking the most needful thing. I'm telling this more needful to sit at his feet and hear his word and listen to him and learn from him than anything else that you can come up with. Hallelujah. And what it was doing, Martha was trying to give. She was trying to serve, and she was. It was her home, and she was getting worried about it and fretful about it. I reckon she's getting a little envious of Mary sitting at his feet. But I'm telling you, there's one thing that's needful. And when you come to the close of this life, we're going to realize all these other things don't matter. Don't matter. One thing is needful. I was reading this and studying it. It got on my heart. And I want to say to you young people, and I pray the Holy Ghost to prick this and drive it in your heart. Most needful thing. I don't care if you're graduating, or if you're fixing to graduate, or you're going to college, or graduating from college, or in college, or in schooling, in training, whatever you're doing, there's nothing that's more important, nothing more needful and useful, nothing that you should put before sitting at the feet of Jesus. When I sit down in the morning time, I try to do it if I don't have an emergency call. Get that word out. It gets so good, I have to make myself get up and go on to work. And sometimes I'm a little bit late, but nobody's going to say much. But you know what? There's not one thing will take the place of sitting at his feet. Whew. That's the most needful thing. And parents, I want to tell you something while them youngs are still in your lap. Get a hold of this. When our young ones were all little, I'd get down on the floor and play with them. I couldn't do much of that now. But you know what? Then I'd get down there and let them get on my back and haul them around. And get down there and play with them. We also get this book with our Bible study, Bible reading. And a lot of the nights we was at church summers, going to revivals, hearing the Word of God. You know what I tried to implant in them? There ain't not one thing more important than living for God. Not one, absolute not one. I don't care what you achieve. Not one thing. It's going to be any better. Won't be as good. I will never forget. I want to stop in with this. Think about another passage of Scripture. Not only this one thing needful, but there's another thing where, you know what Jesus told the rich young ruler? He said, there's one thing you lack. He said, I've kept all these commandments. I've kept all these things. Jesus said, you lack this one thing. He said, go sell what you have and give to the poor. Take up your cross and follow me. What did this rich man do? Did he do that? No, he was sad. Went away. You know why? He had great possessions. Well, honey, when he comes from the die, what happened to those? Nothing. He didn't take them with him. But he said, they lack this one thing. And no matter what world we get or what we have in this life or communicated up and what we have scattered out of where it may be, there's nothing that'll take the place of loving and serving Him or even bowing down before Him and sitting at His feet and worshiping Him and hearing His Word. Nothing will take the place of that one thing that's so needful. As a matter of fact, you're not going to live for God much if you don't hide some of that word in your heart. Listen, you know what he said, what the psalmist said? He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And that one thing that is the word of God, there's nothing will take the place of the word of God. And Mary was sitting at his feet. She's listening to him. She was learning from him. She was hearing what he had to say. There's not one thing as needful as that. Got to have it. Must have it. Can't live without it. Can't. We got to have it. And I hope and pray this morning the Holy Ghost will get a hold of our hearts, every one of us, and let us see the needful thing that's most needful, more than anything in this life, anything in the life to come, is sit before God. Most needful thing. Nothing takes the place of it. Gotta be saved. Gotta be born again. That's the most important thing. To know God. Isn't it? That's what he said. Most important thing is to know. Hallelujah. There was another one. Brother Don, another passage of Scripture where he asked the blind man one time. Who in the world's that? Opened your eyes. How'd them eyes get open? He said, I know one thing. I don't know who it was. But he didn't say, I know one thing. Where I was blind, now I can see. Whoever you want to call him, he opened my eyes. I know I was They tried to ask his parents all of him. He said, just he's of age, ask him. He told them, said, I know one thing. I know it. It reminds me of the book of Philippians, what Paul said. He said, I know whom I believe. He knew. His brother Buford said, God took the... Listen, and that's a vengeance, brother Buford. Never heard it just like that, but it's true. That's a vengeance God got back to him. He took out one of the favorite ones that was persecuting the church and killing Christians. And listen, was even there when he stoned Stephen. God took him. He sure did. And saved him. That's why I know God can save unto the uttermost. So the blind man said, I know one thing. I was blind. But sit with them and said, I know, I can see now. And that's another thing. Do you know that? You said, I can see, but I always could see. I'm going to spiritualize it a little bit. You was blind spiritually. You wonder why people can't see nothing about God? They're blind. They had their spiritual eyes open. Still dead in their trespasses and sins. God said that he opened his eyes and he opened eyes and we can see. And so listen, young people. Main thing, the important thing, the only thing, the most needful thing, and the one thing that you need is Jesus Christ. And listen, be saved and pardoned again and set at his feet. That's the most needful thing and the one needful. Everything else must take second place. Matter of fact, the most important thing, me even as a pastor and a preacher and a minister, you know my most needful thing? If I don't sit at his feet, don't hear his word, and he don't speak to me, I'm telling you, I won't have nothing to say for him. That's the most needful thing. Surely, I must visit the sick. I must visit. I must pray for people. I must witness to people. I must talk to people. So have you. Not just for the preacher. But unless I sit at his feet, the most one first thing, needful thing for me and for you is to sit at his feet. Sit there. Hallelujah. I like to just sit there, just me and him. I like to sit and hear these brothers get up and preach. Minister his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We used to preach on the streets. If I weren't preaching, somebody else was, and I was listening and giving out tracts. Very important to hear this word. But the blind men said, I know. I was blind, now I can see. Glory to God. And Paul said in the book of Philippians, third by the third chapter, he said something else. He said, I know one thing. I know I'm pressing on. I'm forgetting those things which are behind. I'm looking forward to those things which are before. I press toward the mark. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm forgetting, he said, one thing I'm doing. I'm forgetting those things that are behind. And I'm pressing on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now I want to say this. He said, Martha, you careful of and trouble about many things. Now I want to say to you and I this morning, if we don't sit in the feet of Jesus, we're going to be fretful, trouble, careful of many things. But if we'll sit at his feet, I'll tell you, you'd be surprised. Hang heavy. How wonderful he is. There's just one thing. If we get that one thing, that priority, in its place, oh, what God will do for us. Sure, I've had to get up in the morning. Sometime I've got up in the morning and get to running. hadn't sat at his feet, hadn't sat down at his feet. Boy, if you don't do it, I can tell you what a day it'd be. One day this week, we got up, and we used to leave about 6 o'clock. Before we ever got to go out on the short route, even as I got now, you know what happened? Got a call. Had to go to Funiac. What for? Work on a truck. Fuel was pouring out, making the street down. Down the street. Line busted. Well, I'm glad I got to shit a little that morning. Because we needed it. You ever get your days all messed up? Don't work like you thought it ought to work? How to get turned around? Listen. But you know what I've learned, and God's still helping me? Don't be fretful. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. He's still on the throne. So we actually, 3 or 4 hours later, getting started on what we had to do. But that's just part of it. And I want to tell you something. In your walk with the Lord, why you so need to sit at His feet and learn and listen and feed on His Word. How much physical work you gonna do if you don't eat physically? You know what I tell them? I like oatmeal. Sometimes I get me a bowl of oatmeal. But you know what? If I don't eat something with it, it don't last me to dinner. Not working. I better get me a couple of eggs to go with it, something. And you know what you going to do if you don't get that one needful thing? You're going to run out of steam. You're going to run out of energy. I'm talking about spiritually now. But if you can feed on that, you can. He said, you're careful and needful. You said you just trouble and careful about many things. But he said in verse 42, but one thing is needful, and Mary have chosen that good. Now I know he chose me before the foundation of the world, didn't he? Did you too? But there's some things we have to choose too. Get a whole list. I never read that. I read it, but I never seen this. If you don't choose to do this, listen. If that's your choice, God's told us in His Word, He's called us, and He chose us. There's some things we have to make choices about. And so I'm here to tell you this morning, hey, God's here to say to us, choose. Now you choose to sit at His feet. Make a choice. I'm not scolding this morning. I'm trying to encourage us all. God's trying to encourage us all. And when I'm preaching to you, I got one thing, got about 3 pointed back at me. I have to choose to do that. I have to fight for that sometime. Because I'm telling you, you'll have plenty distractions. You'll have plenty hindrances. I know. You said, how do you know? I've been there. I'm there. But I'm telling you, there's nothing as important as sitting at His feet. What a Savior. Glory to God. We sang that song a while ago. Started singing that one verse again. You know, when God's taking them lovings from us, it's hard to understand. But we will understand it better by and by. And I do know, when I'm sitting at His feet, Brother Gary, He never makes a mistake and have to rest on that. We can sit at His feet. So I believe with all my heart, we'll sit at His feet. Then we'll be able to serve. We sit there working for the Lord. Hide His Word in our hearts. So He said, let's choose to do this. She chose. He says, Mary, that's what Jesus said. If you got a Bible that's got read in, of course, all this is God saying it, but this is what Jesus said himself. Mary have chosen the good part. Woo! It's good. Honey, I'm going to tell you something. All this world got to offer you ain't nothing good as this. Sitting at his feet. It's good. There ain't nowhere anything the devil's got to offer the world. It's good. It's the part she was choosing. That's number one. Chose that good part. Hey, I don't care what the devil offers you, teenagers. Young people, listen. Don't care what the devil offers you. Ain't nothing good as this. It's good. It's an honor to taste of it, ain't it? Taste the Lord and see his good. He is. Our Lord's good. That's a good part. Not bad. Oh, I tell you what, the devil, you know what the devil got people believing? You can't have a good time being a Christian. Best time in the world. No hangovers. You can go to sleep in the good part. Hallelujah. I know when I had the damage in my foot, damaged those nerves, and they said, "Am I going to give me something for my nerves?" I said, "No, you ain't going to do that. I don't need that." He said, "Well, I ain't talking about getting something for that. I'm talking about for that nerve there." I said, "No, I don't need nothing for that other part. I can trust the Lord for that." Well, that's what I told him. I thought he was giving me nerve pills. I said, "I don't want no nerve pills. That's for my head there." But it was something for that nerve damage I had in my foot. Well, I said, "Well, that's different. I'm talking about something good this morning. It's good." He said, "Taste the Lord and see his what? Good. Good all the time." I like this last part. "Which shall not be taken away from her." Yeah, it ain't going to quit. It ain't going to stop, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's good, and it's going to last forever. Thank God for this eternal life. Thank God for life in it abundant. Thank God for the good part that's sitting at his feet, feasting on his word, feeding on the word of God. What a wonderful thing. Jesus is the Word, and we sit at his feet. We do, listen, feeding on him. Glory to God. The good part. And it won't be taken away. Thank you, Lord. What a Savior. Glory to God. So if you burden down, worried, and trouble, and all these things, just come. Sit at his feet. Sit at his feet. Learn. Leisurely. Sitting there while the world's passing on. While the hushing and the rushing and all right, running is all going. Sit. Leisurely. In his love. Hallelujah. Listening. Learning. And living. In that love. Of God. Whew. Well. About all I know to say, but I'm so glad for the good part. Hallelujah. That won't be taken away. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Devil come to you and say, "I'm going to take that away from you." No, you ain't, devil. Jesus done said it was good, and he said it wouldn't be taken from you. That's the best part. Good. Would you stand with me this morning? Thank you, Lord. More than needful. One thing needful. One thing. Parents, as you're raising your children, remember always, most important thing, get the Word of God in them. That Word in them. It's the most needful thing. Set them at Jesus' feet. Let them hear. Let them learn. Let them listen to His Word.